3, 2, 1. Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio program of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We would want to take this opportunity to invite you to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we trust that you'll come, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God with us. If in your life you know that you have a definite need of serving God and doing things God's way, and if you really want to learn what the Bible has to say, then we want to give you the opportunity to come and to listen and to judge for yourselves whether the Word of God is preached and practiced or not. We want to continue this morning on the same line of preaching that we've been studying about for about the last three Sunday mornings, and that is upon the devices of Satan. You know, we have studied so far about how that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, that he is now working in the children of disobedience. We have studied about how that Satan is a real person. He is alive and well, and he is doing about all he can do to deceive people. We have studied about Satan's temptations. And Satan does come, and Satan does tempt. Now, actually, as far as Satan's devices are concerned, the very first one that we covered was that Satan is a tempter. And he does come tempting people to do all kinds of evil things. All right, secondly, we began to think about how that Satan tempts with evil thoughts. And he does. Satan gives us evil thoughts and all kinds of things like that, and we studied that topic already. And then thirdly, we studied about how that Satan takes advantage of situations, and he takes advantages of us. He takes advantages of our fellow man. He'll take advantage of anything he can do to cause evil and sin and strife to come in your life and mine. This morning, we would like to think about how that Satan binds. And I think you know what being bound is. It is simply a means whereby Satan ties us and we cannot get free. Satan wants to do that. Now, let me read to you in the book of Luke, chapter 12, beginning in verse 10. The Bible said, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath." This is Jesus. "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up." Now, the Bible talks about this lady, and you can see her physical problem. She is bowed together. She cannot stand up straight. "And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then Jesus answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And so you'll notice here that Jesus said that this woman with a physical infirmity was bound by Satan. In verse 17, the speech continues. "And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." Now we notice in this scripture that Jesus said that this woman is physically bound. The Bible says that this woman was bent over. She could not straighten herself up. she was bowed up on herself. And so you know that whenever she would walk around, that she would look like she was sitting down, only her feet were moving and she was making forward progress. When Jesus saw this woman, he said, "Come on over here." And when she came over there, he just loosed her, laid hands on her, and the woman was healed. Jesus said this woman was physically bound by Satan. Now, today, Satan is doing the same thing. I do not intend to preach today that every sickness is Satan binding people. I do not intend to preach that every sickness that a person has, they can be loosed from by the power of God. Because the Bible just doesn't teach that. But the Bible does teach us that there are times when Satan intends to bind people physically. You see, Satan knows that he can't get your soul. If you are saved by the grace of God, you're saved eternally because that's the only way Jesus saves people. And Satan knows that. He knows he can't get your spirit. But Satan also knows that he can get your body, and he's out after it. And Satan will bind people with bad habits that cause them to be unable to serve God in a more perfect fashion. Now, it is no accident at all. It is no accident whatsoever that people are dying right and left from the overdose of many drugs, from many various forms of drugs. It is no accident that preachers of old preached about the spirit in the bottle. They're talking about the illegal or the immoral use of alcohol, and how that there are those people that become so dependent upon alcohol that they cannot serve God. I have known people during my ministry that gave a testimony of knowing Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and yet could not physically turn loose of the bottle. I preached a funeral for a man not very long ago when I was pastoring in Louisiana. And the man actually died because alcohol had destroyed his body. And they called me and asked me to preach the funeral. And I did not know what I was going to say at this funeral. And so in visiting with the family told me about his personal testimony of knowing Christ because I didn't know the man. I talked with members of my church. I talked with people in the community. And this man time and time again had given a testimony of knowing Jesus as his own personal Savior. But the spirit in the bottle, he said, was greater than he could conquer. The message this morning about this alcohol is that this alcohol, Satan had used it to bind this man into such a way that he could not serve God. The same exact thing has happened today with drugs. And you can talk about whatever kind of drug you want to talk about, whether it is marijuana or crack or speed or heroin or whatever else you want to call it. You can talk about all those things. You see, Satan knows that if he can get young people, if he can get older people, if he can get successful people, if he can get people that are saved by the grace of God and people that are wanting to serve God, if Satan can just get a little bit of a hold and give these people these drugs, then Satan knows that their minds will be affected and they will not be able to serve God as effectively as if they had never touched that drug. And so Satan binds people physically with these kinds of things. Well, we're talking about all these different kinds of drugs. We would surely not leave out tobacco, because tobacco is also a drug that people use. Why do they use it? Well, let me and we'll just make some general statements, not only about tobacco, but about alcohol and about all of these kinds of drugs. Listen, this is not the will of God for people to partake of these substances. It is just not the will of God. Say, well, preacher, there's not a verse of Scripture in the Bible anywhere that says that I cannot use tobacco, that says that I cannot use alcohol, that says I cannot use drugs, whether it be marijuana, heroin, or whatever it is. Well, let me give you this, folks. There's not a verse of Scripture in the Bible that says you ought to use it. There's not a one. You'll search in vain from cover to cover, looking for a verse that says that God says it's okay to use tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. You look all over and you'll not find it. You see, let me ask you this. If you are a user of these substances, where did you learn to use it? Did you go to church one day and the preacher preached from the Word of God how that you ought to use these tobacco or alcohol or these marijuana or whatever? Did the preacher preach that? And I know that a lot of churches these things are accepted, but that doesn't mean that God accepts them. Are these substances necessary for the sustaining of physical life? In other words, is it absolutely necessary that people have tobacco or alcohol or marijuana, heroin, or speed to live? You see, these substances are things that God has given to this earth, and everything that God has given is good, but man, by his misuse of the thing that's good, has caused it to be harmful to the body, and has caused Satan to be allowed to bind their bodies in such a way that they cannot serve God. Can you really thank God that you use tobacco, or that you are drunkard, or that you use marijuana, or that you have to shoot up every little bit? Can you thank God for it? Do you think that Christ would have used tobacco? And Christ was not bound by Satan. Do you think that Christ would have been a drunkard? Do you think that Christ would have used marijuana or heroin? No. You think Christ would have gone down to the local place where you buy your drugs and purchase some so that he could use them in his body? No. Not in a million years, would he? You see, all of these things Satan has used to bind men. So really, you see, the drug problem is a religious problem, because it's Satan fighting against God. And Satan will use those things to bind you. I trust today that you understand that there is a physical binding that Satan wants to bind you with. Don't let him do it, but serve God faithfully in your body, that you might have a free spirit to serve him with. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. We'll continue on the same topic next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, as we continue thinking about the devices of Satan. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and trust that you'll do so, that you'll serve God faithfully. Thank you now for listening.